Drive Time on RTE Radio 1. Sponsored by Zurich. For pensions, protection, savings and investments. At Zurich, we deal in peace of mind.
Well, we know parenting is not an easy job. When we talk about children and well-being, we'll inevitably take their mental health into consideration. But today, Barnardo's have launched a report that looks at parental mental health. Stephen Moffat is a National Policy Manager at the Children's Charity, and he's on the line now. Good evening, Stephen.
Good evening. Thanks so much for having me on.
Why did you decide to look at the mental health of parents?
I think it's one of the things that we see across our services, you know, that parents struggling with their mental health alongside other adversities, but the impact that that's having on their children, you know, that it's having an impact on their children's regulations, their ability to form relationships, it's having an impact on their ability to go to school. So we've just really seen an increase across our services on, you know, the effect poor parental mental health is having on children over the last number of years.
We'll come back to that in just a second. So tell me about some of the key findings then.
I suppose the main findings are really, you know, that about 10% of parents are saying they currently have poor mental health. An additional 40% are saying that, you know, at some point since becoming parents, they had quite poor mental health. And unfortunately, the vast majority of those parents who have experienced poor mental health are saying that, you know, it has negatively affected their children. You know, so about 70% of parents are saying it's either had a significant or a moderate negative impact on the children across, you know, different aspects of their lives.
Okay, so that's a proportionality, let's say. What are the reasons then that people gave for poor mental health?
I think it's a whole host of things. You know, it's a real spectrum. So, you know, some of the parents that I would have spoken to and parents involved in the study and the survey, you know, it's mental health conditions that, you know, they may be getting mental or professional mental health. But other parents, you know, we're talking about, you know, having persistent anxiety issues, constantly feeling overwhelmed. And for some of them, that's just been a buildup of certain adversities that they've faced. You know, so a parent I spoke to just 2 weeks ago had, you know, was really dealing with a lot of anxiety because she was very poor housing situation. She was struggling financially a huge amount. And she had three children she was minding constantly. So it came from that. Whereas other parents, you know, what I was spoken to, it comes from, you know, trauma they may have faced in the past that was, you know, when they were getting stressed, that trauma has been triggered, leading to, you know, issues around anxiety, and constantly just feeling run down. So, you know, it's coming across the board. And as you mentioned at the start, parenting can be difficult, can be very difficult. And so when things are very difficult and parents are struggling, you know, it really can have an impact on their mental health.
Yeah, if you're worried about housing or where you're going to live with your child, and you're worried about financial security as well, you lump tiredness on top of that, which is a feature of parenting for an awful lot of people. And maybe actually, Stephen, a lack of support for an awful lot of parents as well, who have had to move away from the nuclear family, let's say, to find a job or whatever. Is that a feature, I wonder?
Yeah, absolutely. It's, you know, it's a combination of all those different adversities, parents having to do, you know, so some parents having to do stuff all by themselves, and just the struggle to be able to feel time for themselves and be able to deal with those anxieties and those struggles. I spoke to a parent last week, again, who had serious housing problems, serious financial difficulties, and it just had been wearing her down over the past year and a half, mm-hmm. You know, constantly worried about it. Unfortunately, that was having impacts on her parenting because she could think of nothing else, and that was driving her stress, driving her anxiety.
Yeah, 51551. I'd love to hear from people if they have a view on all of this. What do you think should be done?
Well, I think there's a whole host of things. I think, you know, what we would really like to see is something, you know, over the last number of years, there's been real progress by talking about child and youth mental health and the importance of doing so. We haven't seen a similar societal conversation around parental mental health and the importance of parents talking to others when they are struggling and the impact it's having on their parenting. We'd like to see additional supports, particularly where parents are saying, look, I'm struggling around my mental health. Mm. It's having an impact on my children. We have additional adversities. I need to get help. Unfortunately, there's not enough help out there. And then finally, you know, for parents who are engaged in services, particularly mental health services, we need to be recording that. Not just that they're adults, that are they parents? And if they are parents, can we offer them support? They don't need to take that up, but really providing an offer of support. So, you know, trying to normalize this a little bit. Parenting is hard. If you've got mental health problems, it's going to be harder. maybe you might need a bit of support.
And you know what? Everybody, every family and every parent, I'm sure, will have their ups and downs, and they'll have periods where they do feel burnt out, as you say, or at their wit's end. And it'll come around again for so many people. But I don't know if this is a feature in your research as well. A lot of parents, sometimes when you talk to them, they feel they're kind of holding things together, but they're always on the run, they're always under pressure. And they feel they're shielding their children from the worst of whatever they may be experiencing mentally. Is that still a red flag, do you think? Do you think that parents should contact and look for help, even if they do feel they're just about holding it together?
I think it's at an individual case level. You know, I talked to a father about a month ago who was, you know, doing his, he was struggling with mental health issues. There was a couple of things going on within his house. He had two brilliant children that he was doing his absolute utmost to shield from, you know, from his mental health issues. And he said for a couple of months, he felt like, you know, this is really, he's getting through this. He's going to get past it, and his children aren't being affected. Then he got a phone call from the school, you know, that his children were, one of his children was struggling, because she knew exactly what was happening with the dad. So we would always say, you know, children pick up on stuff. They really understand what's happening. So if you are struggling, reach out to people around you if you can. And if it is a real struggle, try and reach out to professionals, because you're only going to get the support that ideally that you need. You know, it's not a case of trying to just grin and bear it. You know, support is only there to help.
Yeah. Okay. Well, look, and if people have been affected, you say there aren't enough supports, but certainly I'd like to tell people, if they've been affected in any way by this conversation, if they do feel they need some sort of help or to talk to someone, the simple thing you can do is to go to rte.ie/helplines, and there are numbers there you can contact for help. But Stephen Moffat, National Policy Manager at Barnardo's, it's really instructive, really insightful research. Thank you very much indeed for joining us.